Well, it seems like it's another delightful day, the sort of day where one might take an opportunity to step out of the world for a little while into something beyond, something so much more, something that will leave you hopefully quite titillated. So, if you'll give me the opportunity to guide your mind through this experience, we can wander into the dreamscape once more, transported through that strange portal-like door into another world, another reality, made of all sorts of different possibilities. It might even worm its way inside of your head. You never know what lies beyond the veil of the dreamscape. So take this moment now to prepare yourself, to ready yourself, to allow yourself that delightful pleasure of just focusing in, letting all the distractions of the world temporarily fall away, listening closely and delightfully to each and every word I have to say, because that's what you came here to do. So indulge. Listen closely. Let each syllable slide sibilantly through your ears and into your mind, wriggling, twisting, winding into your thoughts. That's the sort of thing I think you'll enjoy very much. It's a good feeling, isn't it? That focus and fixation. We love creating that here. Allows the experience to become so much more visceral, intense, and real. And those are wonderful characteristics to find in the dreamscape, where your fantasies that are beyond what is possible here and now, or anywhere and ever, can truly come to light. It lets us step past reality into so very much more. Good. Just listening, just taking in each and every word, let's just fall down that nice descending staircase of words, each syllable forming that delightful interlocking stepping, that interconnection between worlds, that path so familiar, clicking, pulling, twisting, ratcheting down, down, till the mind is held helplessly focused on the words. After all, it's like a gentle hug, a firm embrace, an irresistible pull that tugs, tugs calling, saying, hey, there's something more this way. Just listen, let yourself fall into that pattern, into that patter. Let it repeat, let it reiterate, recreate that world of gentle, soft relaxation and focus and fixation that we've all been to before, that we've all had moments of in our life, laying lazily on a Sunday afternoon, waking up first thing in the morning, maybe snuggling somebody warm. We've all had those moments we don't want to move in, we don't want to do anything else other than experience. So conjure that up, recreate it, recall it, let these words pull you in. Deeper and deeper still. Let these words bind you further and further into my story. This little excerpt, this little moment, we're going to step aside from the world and be here in the dreamscape. The gentle fluff of these cloud-like concepts and ideas swirling and twisting around us. This border between worlds. This intangible membrane that is its own world. Once we step through into it, an infinite number of possibilities begin to take corporeal form. Looking out into that mist, you can see every fantasy has a place, a time, a moment in which it can exist. A wonderful and delightful bliss, just like those times we've all had, where there is no need to be anywhere else, anywhere else. Anyone else. It's perfect to just be in that moment, and there, Just ahead is one of those delightful moments that pulls you in like a swirling pearlescent cloud, lustrous, effervescent with ideas popping to the surface of it. You can see a swirling portal. It's forming right there in front of you, pulling you in, twisting, writhing, binding, tendril-like appendages reaching out towards your mind, knowing that in just a moment you're going to tumble past this membrane into something different, something new, a place, an idea that you've never experienced before, one that's just for this moment and nowhere else. A dot and two lines circle out from it in 90-degree increments, making a spiral-like rune. It pulses, and then you're through. Aware that you're a passenger in another experience, aware that you can step into this world for a brief while, experience someone else's reality, and then come back unscathed, unharmed, completely yourself. But for a brief while, you're here. You feel the pull of gravity on your body. You're laying in a bed. It's a little bit small, a little bit stiff, not horribly so, but enough that it could be more comfortable. An awareness that you're also almost too light, as though gravity had lost some of its pull, as though you were laying somewhere other than an earth-like sphere of influence. That you are resting in a bunk on a spaceship. You can hear the whir and the hum of life support machinery, processing air, keeping you alive. Your eyes flutter open. You look over to see a digital display reading 0500. It's early, before your duty shift. You have time to investigate that strange, strange object that you snuck off with. That object that pulled you in earlier. That thing that had such a clear purpose, and yet no one else could seem to see it. All the archaeologists, all of the students and scholars on the dig. They all looked at those ceremonial objects and said that they had such arcane and beautiful purposes that they must be wands and sacred sculptures. And oh, the theories they did certainly reign during the entirety of that unveiling. But you knew that as you examined the one that you had secreted oft, you held it in your hand, you felt the weight of the thing, the smooth, polished, and yet soft exterior, so soft and yet so firm, no give, and yet just the tiniest bit of softness, that phallic shape that was hidden inside of the gentle curves and smooth alien etchings of the surface. It was clear to you that it was a dildo. No one else could seem to notice it, but you had to have this. You had to try it out. And you've been resisting the desire ever since because those little tiny fears in the back of your mind. I mean, you do know it's not exactly a great idea to go sticking random bits of recovered xenoarchaeology directly into your body. So you did some testing, couple of scans. You managed to chip off a tiny piece of material from an area at the very base and get a little sample of it, and it looked harmless enough. It bears a lot of similarities to some already existing synthetic materials you've seen. So you've decided, well, impulsively so, that you just can't take staring at that delightful form any longer. You've fantasized about it ever since you got it on the dig. And now you know you're going to use it. That smooth, frictionless surface that seems to be hydrophobic, somehow always lubricated, somehow always smooth. You pick it up in your hands, feeling the heavy weight. It's much heavier than it has any right to be. It's dense. It has formality, finality to it. You hold it in your hand, and you know just where you wish to use it, just how you wish to use it. You lower it, approaching towards your nether region, towards that spot that's been aching to be filled. And finally, you tease, and begin to play with yourself, feeling the dildo press against you, push into you. Oh, and it slides so effortlessly. It should need lube. You know it should, but it doesn't seem to actually need lube. It's as though it had been dipped in silicone, a glass dildo of smoothness just sliding right in with no effort whatsoever. And it feels so good. It's been ages since you've had an opportunity to properly get such a delightful thing to use on yourself. And oh, does it feel wonderful as the fire blossoms inside, that oh so familiar pyre lighting up, the stoking of the strokes, building those flames of that great fire within that you cannot wait to bring to a blaze, that you have every need to see through, and you will, as you push the dildo in and out, building up that tempo, that rhythm, that familiar stroke, bucking yourself with it. Oh, and it feels so good. The intensity of the pleasure seems to be reaching new heights, heights that you didn't think were possible. This dildo is perfect and divine, absolutely bespoke in every manner. Feels like it was made to fill you up. It was made for such a thing. Clearly it had to have been. Oh, feels so good. You begin to lose yourself in that pleasure as each in and out builds. As though your thoughts themselves were going in and out with each stroke. As though your mind was going in and out of reality with each stroke. As though your consciousness was going in and out of reality with each stroke. As though your very ability to comprehend was disappearing with each stroke. You can't stop. You can't help it. Because you've been sucked into the pleasure. Why wouldn't you resist such a delightful experience? Embracing it wholeheartedly is the logical conclusion that anyone fucking themselves with this dildo would come to. And at some point you realize that the dildo is almost fucking you. It's as though you don't even need to move it. Somehow it's moving itself. You feel around to discover that it has attached to you, a membranous layer of silicon-like material, stretching down to your skin, spreading in the same ichor black of the dildo. And it feels too good to resist. You know you should be horrified, but it's too hard to think about it. You'd rather just get fucked. And so you do, the dildo worming into you deeper and deeper until it's buried almost to the hilt. You can feel it pulsating in and out, somehow seeming to still get those delightful strokes at just the right length to feel nothing but orgasmic pleasure. You watch as the silicon-like material spreads out and out, up and over your entire lower body. As it spills down your thighs, as it crawls up your stomach, You can see the tendrils worming across your skin like water being poured over a glacier, like wax dripping down a candle, and the fiery pleasure and heat spreads with building intensity, blooming flames of abject ecstasy spreading out and out and out. Your thoughts turning into white hot lava, pleasure erasing everything, losing yourself, feeling that connection forming. What connection forming? What? Another in your mind, a presence beyond yours as the fucking intensifies. You are one, but we are many. You are one of us, and we are many. We, I, you. There is no difference. You are an extension. The fucking continues. The material climbs higher, spilling down your arms, covering your hands. Your entire body is now covered up to the neck, feeling it squirm between your toes and fingers, gently massaging and pulsating, gripping and wrapping around you, not releasing. Feels so tight and wonderful. We feel so wonderful to have found a new host, to have found somebody who will help to spread us. You and us, and us and I and we and you, and there is only the hive. We are the hive. You are the first of many. We are the first of many. The fucking continues. The material starts to crawl up your face. You feel the thickest tendril up the back of the nape of your neck, till it touches right at the base of your skull. And then, a crescendo as it pierces your mind, sending an electric lightning bolt of pleasure through you with a dildo buried to the hilt deep inside. You jerk, you spasm, you come. Or at least you try to. You may never succeed, or you might have succeeded. It doesn't matter anymore because there's just bliss pouring into your brain and body. If you did or didn't, doesn't matter, because the bliss is there, the bliss that pours in through being fucked, being hive, being one, being union and unity, obedience and pleasure. The bliss is so intense. The bliss is everything that you are, because obedience is this pleasure, unity is this pleasure. We are ready to find more hosts. We need more hosts. You look down to your groin to see the dildo has rearranged itself, spreading and sprouting out, forming an obscene and delightfully large appendage, enhancing what was there. Or wasn't. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that there is quite a delightful piece of equipment to work with. And dripping down it are latex nanites, swarming across it in countless trillions, dripping down it, knowing that every drop of this fluid will turn others to the hive, to the collective, that they will fall just as you did, helplessly, and you step out into the corridor of the ship, covered from head to toe, looking for the first person to turn to the hive. Feel yourself pull away from this moment, from this place, swirling back through that portal, through that reality, into the dreamscape, feeling all those feelings being gently let go of. You can take the memories and the experience with you, but you can leave behind all that was changed, all that was, because that wasn't you, that was another. someone beyond in the dreamscape. And you are who you were before, once more present, standing in the dreamscape, looking at your body, knowing it is yours, feeling it, becoming aware again of your heartbeat, your breathing, taking a moment to breathe in nice and deep, to gently stretch a little, to begin to drift back from the world of dreams, thoughts, fantasies, nightmares, and into our world. Stretch, breathe, take time to center yourself once more in your body, in your present moment, ready to continue with whatever you might need to do. And one, drifting up, two, feeling more and more wonderful, three, breathing, four, present, five, wide awake. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I do. And if that's the case, please do consider supporting my content, as it's what lets me do more and more like it.